Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Oh, she's been around the globe again. What have you been doing, Kirsten?
Yes, I have. I had a great summer. I spent the summer in Tonga.
The beautiful island kingdom of Tonga.
And everyone said, don't go. It's a cyclone season. It's too hot. It was just perfection. Weather was perfect. You know, the odd little cloudy day that gave you a respite, you know. And it's New Zealand now. We're boiling down here.
Yeah.
But because I'd been to Samoa last year, and I'd been to neither of them before, so this is my sort of adventure to try to have been to both, you know.
Polynesia.
That's right. And I took a little airplane to a little island called Ewa, and it's like a 7-seater plane. They weigh you before you get on.
Yeah, good job, too.
Yeah. But in front of everyone, you're in the queue, they weigh you. The lady behind me goes,
because the plane will crash otherwise.
How do you weigh so less? Meaning the number was less than what I look.
All right. That's flattering. There you go.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. And that island was awesome.
What'd you do on that island? Listen to the sounds.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot
to
do.
The music of nature.
So it's called Ewa, right? I don't know if any people saw Avatar, but the tree in there is called the Ewa tree. And those are the kind of trees they have there, you know, with the roots that come right off the branches and go back down in the ground.
Oh, is that what those trees are called?
Well, that's the island, but in the movie they're called Ewa, and obviously James Cameron, if you're listening, he'd obviously been there, because the look of the island...
We talked about him already this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets around. His new movie's coming out this weekend. So.
Oh, but not in Avatar.
No,
because there'll be more hype about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'd obviously been to Ewa in Tonga, and that was really kind of unspoiled, let's just say unspoiled.
Wow, cool. Cool. And now, did you pick up any strange instruments or...
Well, no, this is not a Tongan instrument. I don't want to be rude about this instrument, but the words that came through were hippie, new age,
yeah,
enthusiast, rather than a player.
Oh.
Movement. Okay, so let's, without being rude, white guys with dreads, okay? Let's be honest.
Devil sticks and happy sex.
Yes. So no diss to those of you who have chosen that sort of
traveling
apparel.
Traveling folk.
And you probably like this instrument. So it's called, actually this huge debate of what it's called. It's called the hang, officially.
But
people call it the hand pan or the hang drum. But the people that invented it was invented in the year 2000. So this is a new instrument.
What?
And it's based on old instruments, like ancient ones, but it's invented, and they want it to be called hang. But of course, as people
like
do,
just
nobody
hang.
Listens to them.
Just hang.
Yes.
Like it's a rapper or something.
I didn't actually mind the songs.
Okay, well, we'll see what people think. And wait, extra point, the plural they want of hang to be hang. Sorry.
Hang.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at the subculture.
No, it sounds like a rapper's name.
Yeah, hang.
Have you heard that new song from Hang? Oh, it's awesome.
Do you want to play one?
Yeah. At least underneath, because it's the kind of music you can do that with.
You love it.
I don't mind it. I don't mind.
Sounds like you might be
mind.
She's a hippie. She's a new age hippie
enthusiast.
Sounds
like she might be an enthusiast, yeah.
I feel like I could, like... put this on in the background while I was.
I feel like this sounds been invented before 2000.
Sure does. Sounds ancient.
I reckon Mikey's gonna like it.
Sort of thing, a nice hot stone massager.
So it's two woks.
Deep tissue.
Woks.
Two woks. Sort of.
For someone who doesn't know what they are.
A wok, you know what you cook on, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
sorry.
You turn them upside down.
You mean like someone like yourself? Jeez.
You turn it upside down and. Weld them together, so you get like this clam, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's got these sort of circular dents, just a couple.
Who welds them together? Just the enthusiast?
No, you have to get proper hand pan makers.
So it's just like an... Didn't they bring that or honky-tonk?
I don't mind it.
Well, they're trying to be versatile. I think it sounds better alone.
They're trying to be versatile.
But obviously, people are making attempts at how to use it. Like I said, it's new. So where is it going to go?
So this one is Prickly Pear by the Portico Quartet. Portico?
Okay, so this is 2006, so it'd be quite new. Apparently, they lost their hang player, and now they use sampled hang. But this is the OG. This is the real hang.
One thing I noticed with the songs is that they're all quite long.
Yeah, it's a bit, you know...
Take you on a journey, like
meditative, meandery.
But that's what I mean, like, while you're doing something else, you could just chuck this on in the background. If I went over to someone's house and sat down for a cup of tea or something, you know, I'd be
stoked. Imagine it live. Imagine if you have a player. Apparently, if you play this, you will always be the life of the party. That's what one of the websites told me.
Hold on, let's have a listen to that. Taking that on board, let's have a quick listen to this bit. It's Sort of like someone's just grabbed the wind chimes from outside and just given them a tap, isn't it?
So they'll have about 8 tones on your shell.
Are we talking, is this the double walk clamshell hang?
Yes.
For a start. But interesting. I'd like to see a case for that. But
yes, you have a backpack.
You have a backpack for the hang. Of course you do with your little sticks.
Because you've got to play it in the train for busking, you know, if you're busking in the train station or.
Yeah, okay. You're actually right, Tess. I think I've seen someone playing one of these at a bus station or train station overseas.
Yes.
Maybe in Amsterdam, if I think correctly. And it's quite a nice twinkly background.
It makes
that dirty urban bothersome hassle turn into a new age wonderful mindfulness event.
I feel like it's
mindfulness,
happy,
well-being, wellness,
sunshine.
And you play it.
So yeah, sunshine. And another word
you play it with your hands, not mallets. So steel drums, which are upside down, right?
What I was going to say is that it sounds like a mutation of the steel drum.
It is. So you took the steel drum and turned it upside down, but then you play it with your hands, not a mallet. So that's why it gets that soothing. And for the nerds out there, the scale is done sort of across. So you can play the scale with two hands, you know, like on the left will be the first note of the scale, and the right will be the second note of the scale, then down from that, the third note back on the left. So you can do the scale really fast with both your hands. Does that make sense?
I'm sure this caller's going to have something to contribute. Go ahead, please, caller.
Hi. I remember when it first came out.
When it launched.
They actually had little bobbles on the top, and to get one, you had to go and live with I think it was in Germany or
Switzerland, yep.
Yeah, and you had to live with them for a month, and they'd find out your personality, and then they'd make it for your personality.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the next track.
Someone got a big pile of cheap walks.
It's all sorts of reinforced steel brass special mix.
I'll run with that. All right, thank you. Cool, that's great.
Yeah?
No worries, cheers, bud.
This one is a bit more sci-fi. This one's called Supersonic.
It's at the cutting edge of hang.
Now, I've seen it played live. A colleague of mine who kind of does what I do in Dunedin, he studied, he learned to play it for a while until we went to his concert.
For a while? Gave it up?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him posting much about doing it anymore.
Bless you, Tess.
Sorry.
And apparently the creators, part of creating a new instrument is they wanted an instrument that you didn't have lessons. They didn't want that.
Yeah, good.
Coercion or pressure, you know, that it's learned from you. You and your instrument develop it together. Honestly,
amazing satisfaction doing that.
I thought you guys would laugh. You guys are loving it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I mean, this song.
What about you,
Mikey? I have no qualms in saying the song's rubbish, but the sound of the instrument's pretty good. It's kind of anxious, actually.
Okay, shall we move on to the next one?
No, trim that dance you're just doing. It's great.
Now, which one is this person playing?
I feel like this is the kind of thing that if you saw live, you could just stand in front of the speaker for like 4 hours. I'd
move on to the next space.
So which track is this? Who's playing it?
I'm by myself then. This is Raphael.
He's just testing the hang player.
See, these guys will go play like in a train station and try to get really good, you know, reverb. And then it becomes viral on YouTube. So
I thought you were going to say, and then they just disappear.
You
know that it's good if it goes viral on YouTube.
It was made for the age of YouTube. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's how-to videos.
If you're sitting there watching
the
hang players and train stations on YouTube, you need to sort your shit out.
No, you're all going to go do it now.
Not me.
Yeah, it is a bit anxious, this song, actually. I don't know. I think I'm ready to move.
Sort of like
The next song we've got
it's
is
like
by
being chased by bad memory.
Hang Massive, which I feel like is
the Hang Massive.
The Hang Massive.
They're a duo.
And
okay.
It's the secret kissing.
They're a duo.
And they met in India. One's Swedish, one's British. Oh my God, that's just so Hang, isn't it?
Yeah.
The secret kissing of the sun and moon.
Yeah. Hey, yuck. Tongues? Definitely tongues.
What? They're planets. They don't have tongues.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
One's a star, just so you know. And one's actually not a planet. It's actually a moon, which isn't a planet.
That still means they don't have tongues.
Well, solar winds may be to the sun.
This is a little less anxious.
Why don't you give us sort of a poem dramatization over it? The sun.
I was just imagining the sun passing the moon.
That wasn't what I was hoping for, Mikey.
That was the start of my poem. make it up.
Does she just want to put on a flowing dress and dance around?
I feel like this is the sun looking at the moon just out of the corner of its eye, just flicking looks, and the moon flicking back and looks back, and they're just courting at this stage. I think it's going to take a while, to be honest.
Do you want me to
paint the picture first? Yeah, go ahead.
Skip through to the middle. Oh,
no, I don't want to get straight.
Well, I want you to do some chanting over the top, Mikey.
What sort of chanting? Oh.
Yeah. Wow, I'm going to regret doing that on air.
I mean, I could do it, but I know how that would go down with the listeners.
I'm not sure it's necessary.
Or else some narration about the sun.
Yeah, so you could put this underneath Homer Deus.
Yeah, good. Okay, I'll show you today. I'll do it
children's
today.
Stories. Children's stories.
I'll put it under Homer Deus, which we'll be playing very shortly, I suppose, won't we?
Yuval Noah Harari's
follow-up to Sapiens, the audio book that we've been playing here on BFM Breakfast since the beginning of the year.
This is perfect for that.
Thank you.
So these cost any
hang thousands the hang.
These cost thousands of dollars. So
what? Oh, really?
It's a couple of walks.
Wait, so you go to this place and they make
what's
it based
that part?
On your...
No, you don't have to do that.
What's that story?
That's the OG guys, and they've actually shut down in 2013 because too many people copied them and they couldn't maintain this real, you know, focused. Yeah. Mm. So there,
power play
there's
that
a couple
trying to...
That's right. There's a couple manufacturers now. And, you know, so you're obviously supposed to read into and find the good ones. And they will tune it to what you want, if what you want, because you're kind of stuck with a 7-8 point scale.
Oh, poor Bubba.
And you can go more Eastern, or you can go slightly more blues, or you can go slightly more pentatonic as to.
Couldn't play Van Halen's Jump or anything like that on it, could you?
Well, if you got it tuned the right way. That's why some people become addicted. They buy multiple hangs.
Hang is actually the plural.
You're right. Thank you.
Ramp up at all? At any point?
It's kind of doing me then.
I don't think.
Should I check? If it...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just
check.
Give it.
She's waiting for the hype.
I thought my... Because Prickly Pear was quite good. That's two minutes further into the song.
That's exactly no change up whatsoever. Oh, well, okay, so that's the hang.
It's magical and it's soothing.
And it's modern.
It is soothing.
There can't be many instruments that
have
been
invented.
That's right.
No, it is. It is one of this new sort of invented instruments. And it's been, I guess, researchers, or you know, it's been a pleasure to be able to watch it.
Yeah.
How does it take off? How do multiple manufacturers, how do people teach themselves? Who's taking it up?
Who's taking it up? Sting would have.
We spoke about breathing the other day and how important that is, and I feel like this is the music you need to put on while
you're breathing.
Practicing.
It's breathing music.
Breathing, yeah, breathing music.
I like
great.
That.
So, Hang Massive, The Secret Kissing of the Sun and the Moon, if anyone...
Hang Massive.
It's interesting in breathing.
Could come
if
up
you're interested
hang
in breathing...
The text here saying, the hang, you can almost smell the dreadlocks and kumquat and honey bed conditioner.
The patchouli.
I love patchouli.
I like the honey beard conditioner.
Oh, wait. Is this the...
That's us.
Yeah,
thank
cool.
you, Kirsten. Good day.
Thank you.
That was
Namaste.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Saturday, March 2nd, Cross Street is closing to traffic and opening up to a highway of sound for the Cross Street Music Festival. Featuring Lady Six, Racing, Yukon Era, Julian Dine, Marlon's Dreaming, DJ Zuki Izzicolo, Cream Jean, and DJ Sets from Christopher Torrento, Hudge, Frank Booker, Soraya, and Dylan C. Food, drink, dancing in the street, and your favourite Cross Street regulars. Cross Street Music Festival, March 2nd, 3 to 10pm. Tickets from cosmicticketing.co.nz. No pass outs.
I hate moving.
That's not so bad. We've done the kitchen and we managed to get that crusty stain off the lino.
But we still have to move my peerless range of thousands upon thousands of CDs, DVDs, LPs, and funky knickknacks. That's like the main bit.
Dramatic much?
Real Groovy has moved. 520 Queen Street, just up the street by K Road. Still open 7 days, now with free weekend parking. Real Groovy Records. New store, same great stuff.
Julia Jacklin, live at the Hollywood Theatre, Friday, March 1st. I was older than my dad's dining table. Celebrating her soon-to-be-released second album, Crushing, the Australian alt country icon is back and playing the sumptuous Hollywood Theatre. Julia Jacklin, Friday, March 1st at the Hollywood Theatre. Tickets on sale now from livenation.co.nz.
BFM, the original originator. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device on 95BFM.com.
I walk it off much as honeys talk a lot. Turn a smoke spot from the business park a lot. My business gonna talk about my doggy's bark a lot. We from the big old belly looking like Bobby Bacala. And every corner kitty wants to trim along the box. But now it's trimming on the side, party on the top. I make a home for now, me, I'm boofing all day long. But as long as I get a lot done, but probably not. My records ain't no page, just to set the record straight. But we be on replay, much as Uchi's fiddle with braids. Trilogy the song, cause we versing all day. And y'all say drop one more tape, but we bugging okay, okay. Learn from the partners, grew up fully watching. Hiding 20s in a sock, forget it, get some lager. Never been a shopper, never, but still I'm shining. I make it look easy, like it came from Louisiana. I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't trying to stunt. I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't trying to front. Might see me on a grill and throwing a whole lot of shade. And then I rally on my things, I ain't slow on my lane. Cause I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't trying to stunt. I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't trying to front. Block hot like the studio dream, filled with some fiends. ENT, no way be seen, but it's hellish on scene. Cause I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't lying to you. I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't lying to you. You might see me in a hoop, deep painted baby blue. We can do a couple young goons with some things to do. Happy on the other side, trapping on the right. Grab your own low ride, cranking for your drive. Been stanky in a foe, open doors like throw them out. You in your own type, cats don't like. Cause you a shook looking rapper, you been there since first day. I got books for you actors, tell them all we ain't played. Brooks on a ball, just like crooks on a course. And of course, anyone fold, they go thrown to the door. Got a pack outside room, just like, boy, how your day? For a sec, look and I realized that they was far away. And someone hear it play, feeling for like cocaine. And just she wanna know the name, tell her my name is Scat Mane. The baby face killer, I'm from AKL stepping. My quala might be low, and other times it's no question. Some go overthink it, think you gon' cop weapons. But all I wanna do is drink liquor and drop records. I make less than your man, but you would never notice. Three joints in the morning, I never lose focus. You like a colored coat, so you call it boy Joseph. Heard the tape intro, left with the mouth open. My name Brandon Shiraz, that's my man John Gritty. We dipping out if the situation get iffy. You shorty on my case, asking for some pace. Throw your friends a tennis and split it four ways. Cause I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't trying to stunt. I'm a good looking rapper, I ain't trying to stunt. Got the club gonna be every Friday. Everything rain like it's Tay Sunday.
BFM News Headlines.
Ah, so buddy, good morning. Here are your headlines for this half hour. There are fears of a complex deteriorating relationship after a week of headlines suggesting China are retaliating against New Zealand. Paula Bennett has defended the National Party's latest campaign ad after it has been scrutinised for mansplaining. Gisborne District Council is making an urgent call for water conservation after discovering a major leak in their water mains. And British Prime Minister Theresa May has suffered a defeat on her Brexit strategy in today's Commons vote.
Oh, God!
Pretty grim news hour.
Oh, just that Brexit thing. Just come on. I wonder if they could. I wonder if they could just go back in time. If they just never go there. You know what a harassment. What a haranguing harassment.
Yeah.
I really feel. If I could, I'd give her a call, send her a text, and say, "Well, you...
like Richie Hardcore."
You're gonna say that.
Flip a text.
Hey, what about you? Did you go Laneway?
I didn't.
Didn't go to Laneway. I'll tell you one thing. There are people. Some people went to Laneway, and those people that were Laneway, some of them went to see this band. And if you did go and see this band, you liked this song, didn't you? You went stupid over this song, didn't you? Didn't you?
Nice.
Oh, I didn't pay the thing plugged in there, Harry. I'll get it for the song kick. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, four, five. Professional. You don't get to be 50 years old without a few skills like that on board. Parquet Courts, Wide Awake. Those are text messages and correspondence coming through. We're loving it. 5395 for that. Give us a call, 309-3879 if you like. This magnificent piece of music is entitled El Rodeo. The artist performing it, Archaeus.
Yeah. Since animal brains share many features with human brains, as our understanding of the signatures of consciousness develops, we might be able to use them to determine if and when other animals are conscious. If a canine brain shows similar patterns to those of a conscious human brain, this will provide strong evidence that dogs are conscious. Initial tests on monkeys and mice indicate that at least monkey and mice brains indeed display the signatures of consciousness. However, given the differences between animal brains and human brains, and given that we are still far from deciphering all the secrets of consciousness, developing decisive tests that will satisfy the skeptics might take decades. Who should carry the burden of proof in the meantime? Do we consider dogs to be mindless machines until proven otherwise? Or do we treat dogs as conscious beings as long as nobody comes up with some convincing counter-evidence? On the 7th of July 2012, leading experts in neurobiology and the cognitive sciences gathered at the University of Cambridge and signed the Cambridge Declaration on Consciousness, which says that convergent evidence indicates that non-human animals have the neuroanatomical, neurochemical, and neurophysiological substrates of conscious states, along with the capacity to exhibit intentional behaviors. Consequently, the weight of evidence indicates that humans are not unique in possessing the neurological substrates that generate consciousness. Non-human animals, including all mammals and birds, and many other creatures, including octopuses, also possess these neurological substrates. This declaration stops short of saying that other animals are conscious, because we still lack the smoking gun. But it does shift the burden of proof to those who think otherwise. Responding to the shifting winds of the scientific community, in May 2015, New Zealand became the first country in the world to legally recognize animals as sentient beings, when the New Zealand Parliament passed the Animal Welfare Amendment Act. The Act stipulates that it is now obligatory to recognize animals as sentient, and hence attend properly to their welfare in contexts such as